Some most people will accidentally call me Cameron.
Camden 8009. All right, and to get started, I want you to click one of these buzzers for me. Good one. And also, I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to my friend right here. This is Gio.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Gio, and I'm a social robot.
He's going to be helping us out today.
Hi.
What else can we know about Gio?
My name is Gio.
Aww.
What's your name?
Camden.
That's an awesome name.
I think
my favorite color is blue.
So cute.
What's your favorite color?
Black and red.
Good ones. Good ones.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Okay. Thank you so much, Gio. So, first thing we're going to do is I'm going to have you, we're going to go through this, these little alphabet. I'm going to say, you have you say the letter, what's written here, and then can you give me something else that starts with that letter?
Also, hit a buzzer.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and hit another buzzer for me. Thank you. Alright, so you need the letter, what it is, and then another thing that starts with that letter.
A, apple, A.
Yes.
B, boy, bully.
Good one.
C, cookies, Camden.
Perfect.
D, duck, Dickie.
Nice.
E, elephant, egg. F, fish, fly.
You are really good at these.
G, guitar, guy.
Yes.
H, house, high. Mm-hmm. I, ice, is.
Yes.
J, juice, jog. K, key, kick. L, leaf, lick.
Mm-hmm.
M, monkey, muncie.
Okay.
N, nose, nostril.
Nice, good word.
O, orange, octopus.
Well,
P, plate, Parker.
Yeah.
Q, quack, quackers.
Quackers.
R, red, rider.
Nice.
S, spider, spin. T, table, tobble.
Tobble.
U, umbrella, use.
Good one.
V, vacuum, voy.
Mm-hmm.
W, watch, watch, as in watch the clock.
Good one.
X, x-ray, xylophone.
Great one. Good job.
Y, yogurt, yo-yo.
Nice.
Z, zebra, Zelda.
Do you play Zelda?
Sometimes. Sorta. I play Smash Brothers Ultimate, and that has Zelda.
Yeah. Is that one your favorite?
I do really like
yeah.
it.
Alright, well you did amazing.
Great
with that.
Job.
Aw, thanks, Gio. Did amazing with that. So I'm gonna have you click another buzzer. What about one you haven't done yet?
I haven't done that one and that one. I'm gonna do that one.
Perfect. Now, next we're gonna do numbers.
One, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Oh.
What? 20?
Alright, so we got 20.
25, 30, 34, 40. Now
Ooh.
It's counting by tens.
Ooh, is it?
Uh-huh. 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. 100.
What do you think's next?
110 or 120.
What about
200?
All right, what do you think is next now?
300 or 400.
Think so?
What?
I know. What is that?
500.
Now what do you think is going to come next?
1,000. 1,000.
Really? Got it. Nice. Good job. addition.
And subtraction. I just don't know. I don't know division, but I know subtraction and times.
Can you say
nine?
And then
nine plus seven is 16.
Perfect. What about this one?
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Good job. Now, what about this one?
6 times 3. 18.
Good job.
I used mental math, and I knew that times 2 is 12. Then I counted in my head.
You're really good at math. Do you like math?
And my dad's an engineer, and I just really like math. I don't know.
Alright, this one is, next is division. It's okay if you don't know, but can you tell me what these are?
21 divided by 3.
Yeah.
Equals, I have no
That's
idea.
Okay. This is actually 7.
7?
So now you know for the future. But you are
I'm moving on to 3rd.
Oh my gosh, you're getting so big. You are an amazing mathematician already.
You're doing an awesome job.
You can go ahead and click another buzzer for me.
I love how you spin.
He's so cute. He like gyrates. Cool. So this thing that we're doing now.
Are just items?
Yes. Well. So this, we've got one cup. Now we have two. We've got one cup, now we've got two.
Can you not hold the mic?
I've not been talking into it. I have been talking, though.
It's okay. If you just don't touch it, you're fine. Yeah, there you go. So we've got one cup, and now there's two.
Okay.
What would you say there are?
Double.
Right, but we've got... So if we're like, okay, this is here, we've got one cup.
Plus
Now we
one.
Look at this, and there's two what?
Cups.
Yes, exactly.
Or mugs.
Yeah, this time we'll just say cup.
There's one peanut butter and sandwich.
Well, this one we're going to call our snack for today. We got
snack.
One snack, and now we have two.
Two snacks.
Yes. Now, this one, we call this thing a food. Can you say food?
Food.
Yeah. So we got one food, and now look, there's two.
Food.
Two.
Foods.
Yes, good job. Now, this is our crib. So we've got one crib.
Now there's two cribs.
Perfect. So here, we call this a mip. Can you say mip?
Mip.
Perfect. So we got one mip, now there's two.
Two mips.
Wonderful, you're doing an amazing job. This is our dup. So
dup.
We got one dup, now we have two.
Dups.
Yes.
One shoe, now there's two shoes.
Exactly.
One
this
game.
This is called a brib.
I don't know why, but it looks like it's. I know it's a type of game.
I honestly do not know what this is. I couldn't tell you. But this,
brib.
All we know is that it's called a brib. So we've got one brib now. There's two.
Two bribs.
Yes. And this is our skack.
One skack. Now there's two skacks. I actually have seen something like that where it's like that, and then like you turn it into an actual ball.
Really?
Uh huh.
Was it hard to turn it?
No, all you did was pull it and push it.
Oh.
Sort of like a stress ball.
Oh, okay. Stress ball.
Now there's one boat.
Yeah, today we're going to call this a ship.
Ship.
So we got one ship.
Now there's two ships.
Yep. And
one.
This we call a yag.
Yag.
One yag.
Now there's two yags.
Perfect.
One sloppy eight. It does actually look like a sloppy eight.
I know it does, but today this is our pite.
One pite, now there's two pites.
And
one bell, now there's two bells.
You are so good at this.
One rock, now there's two rocks.
Exactly.
One dog toy.
This is a smide. Got one smide.
Smide, now there's two smides.
Perfect.
One purse.
Yeah, we're going to call this a bag. So
bag. Two bags.
Yes. Now how about a kel?
A kel?
Yes, it's a kel.
One kel, two kels.
Wonderful. This we call a yawk.
One yawk, two yawk.
Perfect.
One lamp, two lamp.
I'm going to call this a light. So we've got one light, and now there are two
light.
There's two
lights.
Yes. Wonderfully done.
One slide. Now there's two slides.
Well done. Amazing.
One mug.
Well, we're back to one cup. Amazingly. Well done, Hendon. Can you go ahead and hit another buzzer for me? Perfect. Now, the...
You're doing great.
I feel like he's connected to the buttons in a way.
So? Okay, so let's see what happens if you click all of the buttons at once. Do you think something's going to happen? He gave you little... Oh, he's so cute. All right, so the next thing we're going to do... You know what? We'll just have Jibo tell us about what they're going to do next.
What are we going to do next?
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Okay.
Okay, so, for our first picture...
Look at the picture.
I see a lion in a boat with a boy, two fish, one, two, three, four lily pads, one, two, three, five, six, seven flowers, a mountain, a dragonfly, water. That's, I see a lot of leaves.
Why do you think that there's, that little kid is in the boat with the lion?
The lion is his best friend.
Would you get in a boat with the lion?
No.
Why not?
Lions are carnivores.
Oh, but they seem to be fine in your little boat.
That's probably because it's a fantasy story.
Okay, so if it's a story, what do you think the story is? Like, where do you think they're going?
If I look, if I see a mountain, they must be going across a pond, because I also see pond lilies. I'm not sure what they're called.
Okay.
So they're probably going to the other side of the pond.
Okay.
But that's all I see.
Where do you think they're coming from?
I think they're coming from a mountain.
A mountain, okay. Have you ever seen a lion before?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
I've seen pictures, and I've seen one at the Akron Zoo.
The zoo. What else did you see at the zoo?
I honestly forget.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, when you saw the lion, were you scared?
No.
But I thought you said they're carnivores.
It was behind glass and metal.
Okay. Okay. You think, how do you think the lion and the little kid met?
And the little kid met?
Yeah.
The zoo?
You think they met at the zoo? Did you go to a zoo and knock on the glass and see if you friends with the lion? No.
By the way, I like how your mask has a clear part for people that can't hear who read lips.
Yeah, thank you. All of us at the lab have one. They're very fun. Very nice. So thank you.
Welcome.
Anything else weird about this picture? Anything else that kind of makes you think about?
That fish is upside down when it should look like it's right side up.
Why do you think the fish is upside down?
Well, that's usually a top fin.
Oh, I see. Hmm. Is this one right side up?
It looks like it's being squished.
By what?
The boat.
Well, I guess, how much do you think a lion weighs?
And last time I heard, it was 60 through 100 pounds.
Lion.
It's because they eat so much meat.
Then why isn't the boat sinking?
The boat must be able to hold like 1,000 pounds or something.
That's kind of cool.
We also looked at one of your, we actually looked at one of your raiders, and we saw that wood is used the least, probably the least amount.
And for what?
For energy.
Oh, interesting.
And wood is not the best, but it is sort of better since you aren't polluting the air. People need to learn to plant more trees, and so there's not just trees that are coming down.
I agree. Have you ever planted trees?
We have never bought a sapling.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Looks like there's a lot of wildlife and a lot of greenery in this one.
I want the robot to look over there.
Look at it. Just look over there. Yeah. He's very curious guy. He's very curious. Hi, Zudo. Okay. So how about this one?
I see a boy who looks like he wants to be a pilot when he grows up. I see a single car and a truck, a fish with a lot of rocks, some books, a bed that's not made, a sock, and a pillow on the floor. His window's open. I see a tree, and it looks like it must be summer or spring. I see two paper airplanes. His scarf looks like it's blowing in the wind. I see clouds, probably from his imagination.
Okay.
And an actual airplane.
Okay.
And his window has what looks like a handle.
Does your room look like this?
No.
No, why not?
I don't even have a fish.
Okay. That's the part that you're worried about. Not all these clouds in this guy's room?
Yeah.
Is your room this messy?
No.
No?
Unless Paige and Parker choose to come in and mess it up.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, I think the robot's taking what I'm saying and sending it to companies.
I can promise you he's not sending it to companies. He's kind of just helping us out here. But what we want to do and what you're helping us do is so that we can teach other robots like Jeevo how to get better. Yeah.
Like Siri?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said you think he wants to be a pilot?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to be a pilot?
No.
Do you like flying?
What? I'm sort of scared of heights sometimes.
Oh.
Well, I'm scared of heights if it's like a very high and I look out a window like on the Biltmore Mansion.
Mm.
It's one patio looking spot that's made of concrete. I looked over the rail and I was like,
you get really scary.
Uh-huh. Did you know that the Biltmore Mansion was the second house to get electricity? J.P. Morgan's house was the first.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
It is actually a fact.
Where did you learn all this stuff?
The men who built America. It's a show about, it's basically a history show.
Okay. Do you watch the History Channel a lot?
Huh?
Do you watch the History Channel a lot?
No.
No.
I only seen not even a whole episode. Yeah. I've seen Hamilton.
Ooh, did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what did you like about it?
I don't know why, but my favorite song is Dear Theodosia.
Mm-hmm.
Battle in Yorktown.
Ooh, okay, good one.
The song after Philip dies. I don't know why. I just really like it.
Yeah.
And the final song of the movie.
Who is your favorite character?
I want you to guess where Aaron Burr is.
Hmm?
I want you to guess where Aaron Burr is.
Where Aaron Burr is?
Uh-huh. On a scale from 1 to 10. I mean 0 to 10.
And 10 being your absolute favorite.
What?
Is 10 being your absolute favorite?
Uh-huh.
be a 9.
He's
or is
the,
your least favorite?
He's a bad guy, so he's at 0.
He's your least favorite?
He's the bad guy.
He has a little redemption in the end. He doesn't mean it.
He literally becomes illegal.
That is true. You got me there. So who's your favorite?
Alexander
Hamilton. Okay.
I think the Schuyler sisters would be either 9 or 5.
I think they were so cool.
But, I mean, like, Peggy and Angelica. But I mean, Eliza's automatic 9.
Automatic 9. Okay, that makes sense. Peggy's like a 7.
Philip is probably an 8.
Yeah. Love Philip.
Did you know in the duel, Hamilton, his son was in the area. So he wrote notes to himself just in case he died. Mm-hmm. And he told his son to go help his mother. Eliza.
Mm-hmm.
And thus his son argued, but he was forced to go. And then they spent an hour getting across the Hudson River. Then dueled. Hamilton purposely threw away his shot, even though in the song, "I am not throwing away his shot," he clearly says he does not want to throw away his shot.
Mm-hmm.
But he does, and he shoots an oak tree about like 60 feet above him.
Mm-hmm. So you like Hamilton. Is there anything else you know a whole bunch about like this?
Not really.
Not really? Hamilton's just your favorite? Do you like musicals?
No.
Just Hamilton?
Mostly.
Yeah.
I like historical musicals.
Yeah.
But I'm only familiar with the New York version of Hamilton.
Me too, the one that was on Disney Plus. Yeah,
My mom said my Gigi could have watched it live.
That would have been so cool.
I don't know if you realized, but Angelica, she has flowers mm-hmm. for the main play. But since they put on 2 different plays,
yeah.
The other one, there's nothing.
Oh.
I actually only realized that when Mom pointed it out.
So you know all of the little Easter eggs,
I only really know that one.
Yeah, what's another one?
I have no idea.
You don't? Okay. A lot about him, so we might have to revisit that later. All right, let's try this picture. Tell me as much as you can about this one.
It looks like a scientist who is thinking about an octopus in a lab with 2 basically pots. The octopus is holding a magnifying glass. The girl has goggles, a clipboard, and a light bulb, and she has like buns, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
There are 4 covered drawers, 4 books, 2 mice, a trash can, and a DNA picture. And the octopus is also holding a book.
Why do you think there's an octopus in this lab?
Imagination.
Imagination? Mm-hmm. So you don't think he's really here? Really? Why do you think she's imagining that there's an octopus?
It's because octopus, since it's not in a water tank, they need water.
Oh, you're totally right.
The one shows they are out of water, they basically can survive for like 2 seconds without water.
Interesting. Do you think the octopus is helping?
Yeah.
What do you think he's helping her with?
Study. The girl looks like she wants to be a scientist.
Yeah.
That's actually all I see.
Okay. Do you like science? What kind of stuff have you learned about science at school?
I don't know why, but I feel like I learned nothing in school.
Really? Well, you're great at your alphabet, you're great at, you can read, you're good at math, so you're clearly learning something.
But it just doesn't feel like it.
Why not?
I don't know.
Well, do you have fun at school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my favorite subject is probably technology.
You have a technology class?
Uh-huh.
That's so cool. What do you learn in that?
Basically how to use a computer.
Okay.
Though I am almost the pro. I actually helped my teacher 3, 4, 5 times.
Yeah. Because you just already know how they work.
I know a lot, but I don't know everything. So can I say something?
Yeah, of course.
My mom told me, is it Control Z or? Control Z for cop. I know C, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then hit Control V, the paste.
Yeah.
And I also told her how to do the, you undo what you did. What was that called? How do you did, how, was it, it's Control Z. It basically rewinds.
Yeah. Okay, so you know a lot about computers. You know all the keyboard shortcuts.
I only know those two.
You'll learn even more. You seem to already know pretty well. Anything else going on here that makes you think?
No.
No?
I see a plan, but that's all that really is out there.
Yeah. All right. How about in this picture?
A girl imagining she has the biggest radish in the world. I see a shovel, 15 radishes. I'm just taking a wild guess.
Okay.
A shell on a snail or slug. A fence. Another snail. Another snail. Patches on her pants. Short sleeved pigtails. I was just using context clue since the illustrator doesn't do that, so I was just guessing from the placement. And I see a lot of pebbles and dirt. And some grass.
Have you ever been to a farm?
No. I've seen a lot of videos and pictures, though.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever go to a radish farm like this?
Nah.
No, why not?
I think farms are boring.
Really? Oh, but there's so many cool things at farms.
I don't really, I just don't know, I don't like them.
Well, is it okay? Sometimes it's not better, about these guys?
Would
you ever hold a snail? No, why not?
I've felt a slug.
What did it feel like?
Slimy. Hold on, that reminds me of a joke.
Yeah?
Is a snail faster without its shell? No, it's more slug-ish, since slugs are slower.
Alright, you got me there. That was a good one. I'll give you that one.
I actually made up 2 jokes.
Yeah?
Why did November do so well in school?
I don't know why.
His nickname was Know-It-All November.
Ooh.
Another one is, what did the Martian say to the Martian?
What?
Do you want some Marshmallows?
Those are good too. You got a little comedian on your hands. Alright. So you said that this was just all in her imagination, how big this is. Why?
Because it would be fantasy if a radish grew that big.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
What if I told you that there are some vegetables that people just grow that big?
I think.
After this, we'll Google it and I'll show you a picture. Would you ever eat a radish that big?
I hate radishes.
You hate radishes. What vegetables do you like?
Broccoli.
Oh, okay.
But that's peas and green beans.
Mm.
But that's really it.
What's your favorite food?
I have no way to answer that.
Why?
Well, I do like the Papa John's pepperoni and green pepper pizza. Mm.
Okay.
And I do like their breadsticks, so I'd say Papa John's.
John's, that's a good one. It's a good choice.
I'm on it. We've only been eating Domino's, and I'm starting to get tired of it.
Yeah.
And I really want to change back to Papa John's for one or two more orders. At least one order, then do Domino's for a little bit.
Anything else in this picture you see you want to talk about?
Nah.
Nothing.
Except she's wearing boots, but that's it.
Gotcha. Well, did amazing with that. I'll have you go ahead and hit another buzzer for me.
I'm going to hit them all at once.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. You're doing an awesome job.
Thanks, Sheba. All right, so tell me, do you like reading?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah.
Can you read this for me?
All the students finished lunch quickly so they could go outside for recess. During recess, the children enjoyed dancing to the wobble and the songs, like the juggy. Mm-hmm. They really enjoyed line dances, and Denon?
Dion
was one of the best dancers. After lunch, Miss Kent brought the CD player outside to the playground so the children could dance. The first song to play was Cha Cha Slide. Everybody clap your hands. DJ Jasper sang. All of the students started clapping to the beat of the song. To the right now, to the left, to the right now, to the left, take it back now, y'all. All the children danced in right, danced to the right, all the children slid to the left, then they all took it back. Before DJ Jasper could say, cha cha, regal smooth, something bad happened. The CD player started skipping. Cha cha, cha cha, cha cha. The students stopped dancing and ran off to find something else to do. Miss Kent and Dion, I'm just gonna say Dion. Do you mind if I take a look at the CD player? Maybe I can fix it. This happens all the time at home. What a wonder that would be wonderful, said Miss Kent. Dion took the CD out and looked at the bottom of it. It was scratched and a little dusty. Dion checked to make sure his shirt was clean. He wiped the CD with his shirt until it shined. Then he slid it back into the player. Dion held his breath and pressed play. DJ Jasper started playing again. Cha-cha now, y'all. Cha-cha again. Dion smiled and began dancing. All the children started running back to the dance area to join him. They had a great time dancing, and Dion was a hero.
Amazing. You want to read another one for me?
This story takes place in 1955. One day, Rosa Parks had a long day at work. Rosa, by the way, she died in 2005.
Mm.
Rosa was 42 years old. She was black. She waited for the bus to go home. She was very tired. Rosa got on the bus and sat down. The seat she sat in was at the front of the bus. In 1951, the city she lived in had unfair laws. The law started that if you were not enough seats on the bus for white people, black people must let the white people sit in their seats. Soon after Rosa got on the bus, the seats were full. Then more white people got on the bus. The white people waited for Rosa to get up from her seat. Rosa didn't think it was fair. She didn't want to be treated poorly any longer just because she was black. She said no and did not give up her seat. Rosa Parks was arrested and put in jail. Many people found out what had happened. Some did not think it was fair and felt mad. So the black people in our town decided we are not going to ride the bus until the law is changed. For 1 year, black people did not ride the bus. Finally, the law was fixed. Rosa Parks helped black people be treated fairly. She was a role model and leader all across the United States. People began to assist being treated fairly.
Wonderfully done. Great reading. I do have one more. Do you want to read it for me?
Sure. Marcus loved to run. When he runs, he beats all the other boys at school. He runs and makes touchdowns in football. Marcus wants to play football at Ohio State when he grows up. If you want to go to Ohio State, he said, you need to get good at good grades in school, Marcus. Marcus goes to school every day. He pays attention in school. Wait, I messed up. He listens to his teacher. He does all of his homework and asks his teacher for help. School is not always easy for Marcus, but he does his best. His dream is to play football for Ohio State. He will work hard for his dream. My name is Macon. I am 6 years old. I have a big sister named Maya, who is 13 years old. I love my sister. She is so much fun. Maya takes me to the park where I can swing, slide, and play ball with my friends. One day, my friend Bob, Mayan, had and I were playing catch. Bob threw the ball really hard, and it went far in the park. Some boys caught my ball and began to run away with it. Maya ran very fast and caught the boys. Maya made them give my ball back. Maya and Bob and I had fun playing with the ball. I love my sister. She is so much fun.
Amazingly done. Got through all the reading I had for you. Go ahead and click another buzzer for me. Okay, so for this one, we're just going to go through a few of these. And can you tell me... can you tell me what they're doing, and then tell me step by step how you do that thing?
Brushing his teeth.
How do you brush your teeth?
I put toothpaste on, get it with water, do line circles.
Mm-hmm.
First the bottom, on the top, I guess, and then the front. No, and then I do this part of my top row, and then I do the front part for all the teeth, then the back, and then I do my tongue, and sometimes in the roof of my mouth, and sometimes underneath my tongue.
You are very thorough when you brush your teeth. How often do you brush your teeth?
Every morning and every evening.
Perfect.
Washing his hands.
And how do you wash your hands?
I get soap, and then I do this for probably about 5 seconds. Then I'll get the backs for another 5 seconds, then get the centers. I don't know why, but for like 5 seconds, and then I do it all over except in just 5 seconds, all the steps. Then rinse, then dry.
Perfect. And how often do you wash your hands?
After I go to the bathroom.
Perfect. Now, how about this one?
Tying a shoe.
Can you explain to me how, you know how to tie your shoe? Can you walk me through how you tie your shoe?
First I make an X, put the back one under, then pull.
Okay.
Really tight. Then I put one part over my thumb, pull it again, hoop around with the other string, then basically I find the 8 and push the center, then I pull.
Ooh. Wonderfully done. Amazing. How about this one?
Poor cereal. I don't really do this.
You don't see that?
Mostly my sister and mommy do.
What kind of cereal do you eat?
I really like Cocoa Pebbles.
Ooh.
And Fruity Pebbles.
Okay. How about this one?
Putting on a sweater.
Yeah. So when you put on your clothes in the morning, what order do you put your clothes on?
So I usually sleep with, I don't change my underwear until it's after a shower.
Okay.
And first, since I only sleep with shorts in the summer, I'll take off my shorts, then I'll put on pants, or sometimes I'll keep on my shorts that I slept in.
Okay.
And then I'll pull on my shirt, I'll pop out my head, mm-hmm. and then I'll stick out my arms.
Yeah.
And that's all I usually do in the morning, since I usually don't wear socks in the summer.
Okay. How about this?
Making cupcakes, I don't make them.
No? Do you like to eat them?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite cupcake?
Chocolate.
You like chocolate? Oh, of everything?
Most things except ice cream. That is cookie dough.
Cookie dough?
From Ooh. Dairy Queen.
That sounds really
And Blue fun. Monster from Handles.
Ooh, okay. Never had that one.
It stains your lips.
Oh, it does.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Depending on how you eat it.
What's your favorite? So, is Handles your favorite ice cream place?
I honestly think Dairy Queen more, since they have the cookie dough.
Oh, okay. Understand. How about this person?
Painting?
Mm-hmm. You like to paint?
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of stuff do you like to paint?
I don't know why, but I usually just paint, like, lines.
Just lines?
Lines and circles and turn them into people.
Okay, so we got a Picasso, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very geometric, but cool. That
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What colors do you like to paint in?
Every color.
Every color?
Except white, that's like useless.
Useless, okay. And how about this one?
Putting on my seatbelt.
How do you put on your seatbelt?
I just grab the seatbelt, pull it, and buckle.
And how do you know when it's buckled? There you go. And we'll do this.
I actually saw soccer and I do that.
All right, you know what? This one. So you play soccer? You like playing soccer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's actually my favorite sport. I've been playing it for 4 years.
Wow, okay.
This is my fourth, technically.
Gotcha.
I like dribbling. I like scoring. I like playing goalie. Uh-huh. And I sometimes do pass. My favorite position when I'm in off field. Offense. Is center field, since you have the whole field instead of left wing and right wing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's how I play.
Yeah. So what other sports have you played?
Basketball and baseball. Which, Mom, why didn't you sign me up for basketball last year?
That is a very fair point. You can't fight that. Hey, but maybe this year? Yeah?
I hope so.
And what about this one?
Playing with blocks. I hardly do this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not even Legos?
I play with those, but I don't really make that good creations. I mean, I made a watchtower.
Ooh, how big was the watchtower?
Size of two of these sheets together, I guess.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, like that plus another.
Ooh.
And I did actually one of the strongest designs. Instead of just stacking up, mm-hmm. I did basically, so I used 4x2s. They're actually,
okay.
So the four means, so say I'm looking at it like this way. There's four dots going up and two to the side.
Right.
So I'll take up a 2x2 spot, so basically half the block.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll place another 4x2 on and keep doing that. Ooh. To build the design. It's actually one of the strongest designs you can make.
Yeah.
Since it's like bricks, uh-huh. I basically make bricks.
Nice. That is so cool.
And I actually found that out because, like, if you try to take it apart sideways, mm-hmm. if you were to do that with a cube just stacking one on top of the other, easy. But for that, they're so connected that you can't do it.
Right. Is there anything you really want to try and build on that?
Nothing.
Nothing? What about a bigger tower than the one you already did? Think you're going to top that?
I could. I mean, it's got four pillars. I just need four 2x2s or 2x2s rounded.
Okay.
And then I've beaten it. I just need one. I just need four for each pillar. Then it's basically beaten.
Well, you sound like an absolutely amazing architect to me. Yeah.
My sister's better.
She is.
Mhm.
Well, you helped us out so much today. We got through so many things. I'm so glad I got to talk to you. To finish us out, how about you pick another buzzer for me? Or hit them all at once? There we go.